going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Jihad Campbell to the Eagles. And I'll tell you what, they got very lucky in the manner in which they got him. Good morning to you, by the way, as we broadcast from Borgata. Very lucky. And I'll tell you why by playing some audio of Ian Rappaport. I want to play this audio of Rappaport of what Howie was trying to do about an hour and a half before he even got him. And consider how much more value he would have had to give up from draft capital standpoint if he got him earlier in the 20s. Listen to something Ian Rappaport said last night.
Rich, here is how badly Eagles general manager Howie Roseman wanted Jihad Campbell. When the Chargers were on the clock at 22, he was working the phones trying to get a trade. They thought they had a trade, thought it was done. The Chargers ended up picking, tried again at 23, again at 24, now get Campbell at 31.
I mean, I got to tell you guys, if you go from 32 up to, what do you say, 22 or 23, I bet you that's a third-round pick.
Yeah, probably.
Gets the same guy for a fifth-round pick.
Well, I guess that's why he
felt. That's amazing.
Initially I was a little concerned about trading up. If he had an inkling that other teams were in any way interested,
yeah.
And I'm sure other teams were interested, this guy could have been top 10 on their board, too. That a top 10 guy sliding that far, it probably felt like a small price to pay at that point.
Yeah.
A fifth-round pick from this year when you already had three or four of them.
Especially when 2 hours earlier, you're probably willing to give up a third.
It's incredible.
Right? I mean, if you're Howie, you're like, I got my guy and gave up a lot less than I expected.
It feels like it's too good to be true. It does feel like, holy cow, every year do we really get the guy we wanted 10 or 15 picks later than he was supposed to go?
I know. It is crazy.
To be fair, though, they don't all work out. So we got to see this guy play. But, you know, because, I mean.
Yeah, they've been
pretty
good lately.
On a heater. Yeah. Ever since the Rager fiasco, first round of 2020,
He
has nailed every first and second round pick since it. So, all right, let's get a lot of calls in here this hour. No drop of the week, by the way, this week, because we do that when James is here. James is not here today. When we do drop of the week, of course, it is always. Brought to us by the wonderful people at Family & Company Jewelers. They are, of course, South Jersey's diamond destination. When Seltzer's back next week, he was here until midway through the show, had to go to an event. I don't even remember what it was. An event's a catch-all, right? I can use event. Like,
sure.
It could be anything. It could be a wedding. It could be a funeral. It could be a doctor's
appointment.
No, that's
a good catch-all.
Go to an event. I don't think he's taking a nap. But we'll drop of the week next week. We love it. It'll be back next week. Let's go to Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, what's going on, dude?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
You know, I checked in on YouTube for just a few minutes this morning, which I don't think I've ever done before.
Yep.
And, Joe, you've got like an Edward Norton vibe going on this morning. Maybe it's just
Wait, is that a compliment or a criticism?
No, it's not a criticism.
Because in Primal Fear.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, criticism in Primal Fear. I'd be a murderer, but go ahead.
It's just you have your face has some Edward Norton qualities to it. I'm ready to believe that it's not sheerly pity that explains why Amy is with you.
So. Hollywood good looks, Ken. Boyish good charm. Stuff like that.
Yeah. So
stuff of that nature.
I think I don't know what you're watching. I don't understand.
He's
what
a
your
pretty
wife.
Good-looking guy. I'll take that as a compliment.
He's a Hollywood actor. I can't believe that this comparison's being made.
I'll take it.
I do have like 20/80 vision, so you have to take that.
Maybe that's what it is then. That must be it.
So
you're just not seeing accurately.
Last night was just more proof that trying to predict the first round of the NFL draft beyond like the first two or three picks is a fool's errand.
but you know what, Ken? Kuiper and Jeremiah both nailed it with Campbell to the Eagles. They actually, the two main guys left, and May, and McShay, I guess they'd be the three main guys. Two of the three nailed it.
Well, I mean, the best tackle in the draft goes at 32. And John, if you want to have a little fun, you know, put on a tape of the Alabama-LSU game last year and watch what Jahad Campbell did to the number four pick in the draft, Will Campbell. Look, I watched this guy play a lot of football last year because he's played for Alabama and they're on TV all the time. And most Saturdays I walked away from it saying, man, I would love to see that guy be an Eagle, but there's like no chance. I agree with what Elliot's saying that this guy is an edge rusher who can play off ball. And just when you think about some of the things that you look that his measurables, like the fact that, you know, he led the entire SEC in pass rush efficiency last year. They drafted this guy to get after the quarterback. So I do think there's questions about, you know, what N'Kobe Dean's role is for this team going forward because of his injury. But I'm not so sure that there's a direct correlation between this pick and what that says for N'Kobe.
Well, if Elliott's right, there's not. If they plan to play him outside, that's a whole – I mean, we got that information 3 hours into the show. That's a whole different thing, if true. Whole different.
But this guy's a really good football player, and you don't – you know, highlight tapes are called – highlight packages are called highlight packages for a reason. You know, I mean, the Bengals drafted an edge rusher at 17 who's got 4.5 sacks in his career. So I'm sure if you watch the highlight package of all 4.5 of his sacks over his entire 3-year college career, he looks like a great player. So today, I really expect Howie to be ultra aggressive today in round two in particular, because there's still some really good football players on the board. And I'm glad to hear you guys talking about Harold Fannin Jr. I'm glad to hear his name is starting to pick up some momentum around here, because I told you guys about him on Monday
morning. Yeah, I remember that. Absolutely. All right, Ken, we got a lot to get to. Give me an answer. What hasn't happened in a long time?
Well, the 76ers haven't won a world championship in a long time.
That has already been said. Give me a different answer.
Okay, well, then the Cleveland Browns haven't won a championship.
That is true. Cleveland Browns. Got to go back to, what, 64, I believe. Cleveland Browns, long time for them. Wonder who's got the longest streak in sports right now. Angelina, that's up your alley. Angelina in for Seltzer right now. A clear upgrade. Who is it? Is it the Cleveland Indians?
Yeah, I was going to say the Guardians Indians, first one that came to mind. Is there a hockey one?
I mean, the Flyers are
the
probably
Flyers
pretty
are,
high up there.
Yeah.
Toronto Maple Leafs are up there.
Can you actually dig back in your brain and know this definitively?
This well, no, because when it last it happened, I
think it might be
I don't remember
Maple
it happening.
Leafs. Might be Toronto. Say it again, Mike?
No, I was just responding to Rich. I don't remember when it happened, so I couldn't dig deep.
I think it might be the Maple Leafs. I don't know. Of the four main sports, I'm not sure.
It is amazing the way that he can sit there and replay history. He can replay days from, I don't know, like 1989.
Pretty
in
wild.
His brain.
Pretty.
The
pretty
Cardinals
amazing.
Have the longest championship drought
Football
in
Cardinals?
The NFL.
Yeah, they're
Arizona Cardinals.
They're 1 year longer than the Guardians.
Wow. Okay.
There you go.
Well, someone look up the Maple Leafs. Hey, by the way, coming up in a minute, something that was said by the new pick, Jahad Campbell, after getting drafted last night. We'll get to that in 1 minute. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient now for 2 decades, my mom, a patient there for 3 decades, with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a big-time dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you are struggling with your teeth, major pain, maybe you don't like the way you look and it's a self-esteem issue, know that things can be adjusted and PI Dental Center can fix you up. Get yourself there. They're located in Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. Well, after getting drafted last night, the newest Eagle, Jahad Campbell, had a message to Eagles fans. Let's hear what he said.
What's up, Eagles Nation? I'm super excited to come back home, man. It's always been a dream of mine ever since I was little. So I got y'all, boy. I'm here. I'm ready to get freaking lit with y'all. I'm ready to win the Super Bowl. I'm ready to win games. And I'm ready to come dominate. Y'all already know what it is.
I'll tell you something, John. Yeah, I do too. Right, Devin? I mean, it's great stuff.
I love seeing how excited. Like, obviously, if you're being drafted into the NFL, you're going to be excited no matter where you go. But, like, a player who legitimately wants to be here and is from the area, I just love that.
No,
it makes me so happy.
Phenomenal. What did not make me happy is how old he made me feel, John. So he's talking last night about how his grandfather was a fan of the Eagles way back when Randall Cunningham was the quarterback.
I know.
For those of us in our 40s and 50s and older, that hurts the heart. I mean, that ain't that long ago. Are we that old that Randall's, quote, way back? Holy mackerel.
Well, think about the fact that we might draft a kid today as a Raku who was a first-round potential player who was named after Donovan McNabb. Named after Donovan McNabb.
That would be really cool.
His name is Donovan Ezeraku.
You're right.
And we thought we might take him in the first round.
Don't you think they'd have to trade up to get him?
Yes.
Yes, we would certainly.
But by how much?
Not sure.
Yeah, if he continues to slide, this could be a move that they choose to make.
Yeah, maybe the 40s. By the way, what happened to Shedeur Sanders, John? Like, what do you think's what happens here?
He's a guy that...
He was overrated going into the draft.
I think teams don't know exactly how to weigh all of the package together. Like, you know that Deion's coming as part of the package.
That could be perceived as a negative.
I think so. Yeah. I think that is what it became. And I don't think, even though Deion, he certainly knows the game. He's been around the block a few times. I think when it's all said and done, his presence hurt his son's chances to be a first-round pick.
Wow.
In a roundabout way, teams were unwilling to make the plunge because of the distraction that could come with it.
Probably part of it.
And part of the hang-up with him was, you know, he doesn't have the amazing Josh Allen shock you with the massive size of the arm.
But you can win anyway. I mean, Jalen doesn't have the most massive arm. You can win.
Look, Shedeur Sanders is a good quarterback, and he certainly understands the game, and he won a lot of games, and he showed a lot of toughness behind a terrible offensive line. I'm surprised that he wasn't drafted.
Yeah, well, the positives people say toughness, accuracy, and reading defenses. They say he's great at that. But the two negatives I've heard the most, and these are pretty big negatives beyond.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Just the Deion thing, if teams perceive that as a negative, which I'm sure some do and some don't, holds the ball with one hand, like consistently.
Oh.
And so, you know, that's a strip sack.
That's something that
that's a strip
you
yeah,
have
but,
to train out of.
I know. But so I've heard that one. And the other one is takes a lot of sacks. Like, yes, his O-line wasn't perceived as good.
Yeah, it's hard to evaluate.
Well, I'll tell you this. I heard a coach, and I forget who it was, but it was one of the renowned coaches, say in the last year, I honest to God don't remember who. I heard a coach say that his organization, I think he was a former coach, meaning a retired guy, said they believed sacks are more on the quarterback than the offensive line.
Oh.
And I think Carson in 2020 is an example of that.
Hmm.
Like, when Jalen got in there in 2021, you know, it wasn't like all of a sudden those sacks that were prevalent in 2020 continued. Jalen would throw the ball away.
Yeah.
Or run away.
I also think with Shador, I mean, he and his dad and Travis Hunter and the players that they brought in certainly have, like, turned that program in the right direction, but it's not like he went out and won, you know, a ton of bowl games or a national championship. So I just think it's, when you're drafting a quarterback, that position is so important. I think it's too important of a spot to be able to rely on just, you know, 2 years at Colorado.
It's a hard thing to evaluate when a guy doesn't have as much around him. I think, now we could look this up, I think Nick Foles went 3-8 in his senior year, I think, meaning he didn't have a good team around
him. When was he drafted? What round?
2012, third round.
Okay.
So the key is you got to figure out, all right, if his receivers stink and his line stinks and the competition's hellacious and the guy goes 3-8, maybe it was Jay Cutler. Someone had a hard, like, it's, you know, on the rare side, but it does happen. If you're part of a bad program.
Yeah.
You got to evaluate how did the guy do in the midst of chaos.
But their program was considered successful.
False?
In the midst of,
Shador.
I'm talking about Shador. Shador was considered successful in the midst of all that chaos. Shador Sanders was the biggest name in college football for a stretch. Now, not this last season, but 2 seasons ago. And, man, I do feel as though the impact of the NIL, seeing the way he would conduct himself, might have turned people off. Also,
like, it's possible. I just don't know enough about it, but I have thought about that possibility. All right, so 215-592-9494 to weigh in on everything with the draft, obviously primarily Jihad Campbell related with the pick last night. Now, we also have a new thing we started a couple weeks ago here, where on Fridays I give John and Devin and Rhea. Rhea's off, by the way, for a couple days, but Rhea and then Seltzer. And Seltzer's been off for a couple hours as he skipped town around 8 o'clock today. A report on a famous celeb that they have chosen. And I and Devin, you know, this is – you and I, this goes back like 2 years ago, how you would make fun of me for not knowing these more recent celebs.
It does, and now we're finally here. It only took you 2 years.
2 years. And we're going to do a different one every week, and we're going to try to get me armed for the 21st century so I actually know these people.
Can I just say – so you're going to do this today,
yeah,
right?
I'm going to do –
It was Zendaya, right?
I was just going to say I don't know how to say her name, but I think it's Zendaya. Yeah.
To be fair, I'm not even fully sure because she's like one – it can be Zendaya, Zendaya.
Yeah, but you didn't have the assignment to research her.
Well, I didn't,
Campbell, Jihad Campbell, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, three hours ago, Jihad Campbell.
I have a feeling
Richard.
That's going to be an ongoing problem around Philadelphia as a whole.
The man's name apparently is not Jihad.
I feel like I have a lot of pressure now, though, with this test, because I'm the only one. I'm assuming you don't know Zendaya. So I'm going to be the sole fact checker here.
I know her a little bit.
All right, here's what I got. So my card is turned over.
Okay.
And just so everyone knows, this is designed not for me to, like, just pass the test today. It's so I can truly store it in my brain for all future years and know who these more modern-day celebs are. Here's what I got on Zendaya. And by the way, I bet you most people listening don't know her.
Not at all the case.
I did not. I'm going to give you fact number one, not about her, about me. I did not recognize her when I Googled her. Didn't know her face.
How?
Well, that's,
didn't know her face.
Well, that's unbelievable.
Didn't know her.
Like, what in the world? Oh, that's right.
You're
watching
Dune,
the
right?
same exact
Well, I'm
going
to get to that. Don't give me the facts. I give you the facts.
Instead of learning new things.
All right, here are the facts. So, much like last week's chosen celeb, both in the singing and acting thing, and great success. So, there's a Grammy in music. There is an Emmy in acting. Notable. Okay, so I did see her in Dune. Didn't know that was her. But, yes, that would be the one thing I've probably encountered of her.
How do you not know that's her? How do you watch an entire movie?
I didn't know.
And not...
She was just like the gal.
How does it not compute?
Well, because when you watched,
I didn't look her up.
I didn't know who.
What do you mean
was?
You didn't look her up? I just don't understand that.
I didn't look her up. So Dune. She's famous for that. Dune 1 and 2.
Yeah.
She's famous for an HBO show called Euphoria, which she's been a big star of since 2019. I've never seen it. Maybe I should, but she's well.
I do not think you would like that show.
Okay, yeah, drug addict thing, the whole deal. All right.
It's an amazing show, though.
High school based on
the high school experience.
All right, let him finish the report.
She came up through the Disney, last week was through Nickelodeon. This week it's through Disney.
Yeah.
And she was in a Marvel movie, I think the Spider-Man movie, if I have that correct. So she was some Spider-Man movie star.
Movies.
Okay, multiple movies. She's married to a guy I've heard of, but I have no clue who he is. Or engaged. She's engaged to a guy named Tom Holland.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of him. All right, Devin, who is he?
He plays Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right. So she's engaged to that guy. She's politically active. Now, here's what I don't know. Because this is the question, Devin, I'm going to ask you on a weekly basis. Because this is really what I need to learn.
Yeah.
What's her reputation?
Fine. Like, I think everyone...
What does that mean?
Charles Barkley is known for saying whatever he wants. Charles Barkley is known for saying anything he wants to say. Right?
I think Zendaya is
What's her rep?
Fashionable.
Like, I heard that. I read that.
She's really good at red carpets. I feel like she kind of started method dressing on the red carpet, depending on what movie she's promoting.
Okay.
I think she's incredibly stylish, more known for being an actress now over a singer.
Yeah, earlier was more of the singer. Yeah. Now it's more the actress.
She's transitioned.
Devin, did I do pretty good?
You did do pretty good. Even though you don't know who Tom Holland is.
No, we'll get to him. So here's the key. Sometime next week thereafter, you guys got to start asking me on a Wednesday when you're in one of the prior celebs, and I got to start nailing that so I can.
So we'll start quizzing you, making sure you're retaining
the
knowledge. Okay.
All right. Last thing on this segment right now. Give me the celeb for next week. Is it Tom Holland or someone else?
So this is a lot of pressure. I mean, Tom Holland's good, but I feel like that's too...
I don't know that this makes any sense.
Like, Tom Holland, this. I mean,
okay,
I don't want
to... you're learning, but all the rest of us are doing is hearing about something we already
know.
John,
you think the 55-year-old guy listening to us right now, of which there are 100,000...
Maybe.
Do you think they know Zendaya?
I actually think most people know Zendaya. Most people know Zendaya. You are the weird one.
Not WIP listeners.
And the fact that you are explaining her like we've never heard of her before.
I don't know her.
But we do.
That's why we're doing the segment, so I can learn.
We don't need to learn this.
Well, it is what it is. Devin, give me a celeb.
All right. Let me think. So you know who Timothy Chalamet is?
I know enough about him, I would say. I'd probably know him too much.
Okay. Can I brainstorm?
Yeah, next segment. Next segment.
Give me the commercial break.
All right, 215-592-9494. Time's Yours is up ahead, and phone calls on everything we're discussing. By the way, let us know quickly on Time's Yours. How did I do with
you know Chalamet?
Yeah, well, he was Elvis, and he was Dune, right?
He wasn't Elvis.
He was Elvis.
He's Bob Dylan.
Okay, you need to do Timothee Chalamet next week.
He was Elvis.
Oh, in what?
Who's that guy? In Elvis.
That's Austin Butler.
Oh, Austin Butler. Yeah, right.
It's very, very different.
Man, Chalamet, that might be the
right one, I did pretty good. All right, we got a lot up ahead. By the way, if you want to react to how I did with the celeb report, Time's Yours. Get that call in quickly. I thought I did well. Yes or no? Time's Yours, 215-238-4500. And also react on Time's Yours, of course, to the selection of Jihad Campbell. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie from Borgata on 94 WIP. Well, Mick Jagger would probably approve, but maybe Devin's mom won't approve. So
what?
Devin's doing a sports update there with the commercial read, and we got
that wild second ad that I just had to read.
Yeah, we had like 2 5-year-old kids right in front of us. Devin's.
So I hadn't read that until I was reading it live, and I don't know if you heard, I kind of stumbled
for a second,
and I was like, oh, wow, okay.
As you probably should have.
Like a blue
That's
shoe
okay.
And me and John are waving to the young kids. Yeah.
Trying to distract the young kids so they don't listen, actually.
It was like a 5- and 6-year-old.
Meanwhile, I'm like, teens nuts.
I know, and we're playing peekaboo with the kids.
That's great. All right, Jihad Campbell, an Eagle. Imagine that. Jihad Campbell was 6 years old 15 years ago, and now he's going to be in the NFL. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is in the NFL. Congratulations to him. John, you got anybody day two you'd love to see the Eagles, if they can get into the 40s, someone drops and the Eagles move up?
Who would be
that guy?
I'm excited for another local kid, the Donovan Ezeraku.
BC.
Wouldn't that be something? We know that he he's an Eagles fan. We know that his parents, at least, are Eagles fans.
Yep.
He's named after Donovan McNabb. I mean, we are It is really cool how Jahyd Gamble is, you know, doing an Eagles chant as he gets drafted.
Very cool.
He understands what it means to be an Eagles fan. And this guy is a stud. How imagine bringing yet another guy in who understands how much it means to be an Eagle. I love when we watch guys play with that added purpose.
In the video of him, he's like dancing with his agent, is Jalen Hurts' agent, Nicole Lynn. And he shouts out Zach Bond. He's like, I'm so excited to be an Eagle and play with Zach Bond, like in particular, which is really cool that Bond has become a player that, you know, other players are excited to play.
Yeah,
with.
He's an all pro.
He sure is. Let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. John, how do you think people voted on? Here's the question. Do you like what Howie did last night in trading a fifth rounder to move up from 32 to 31 to take Jahyd Gamble? Obviously, it's going to be a lot of yeses. How many yeses is it, John?
I'm going to say 81%.
89% approval of Howie Roseman.
What are 11% of you guys thinking? That's what I want to know.
Maybe don't give up a fifth round pick to move up one.
I'll say this, Devin. It doesn't always work out. Like, I thought getting Paul George was smart last year.
Okay.
Risky, but smart.
That's offensive
by the way,
to Jahyd Gamble that you would.
No, well, I'll give you another one. We were right here. We were at Borgata when the news came out that Joel Embiid got that extension. I don't remember massive outrage.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Now, look, they had access to his medical in ways we didn't, so it's their job, not ours. But my point is, like, you know, sometimes we are wrong.
We are wrong.
30 teams passed on the guy last night for whatever that is worth.
Yeah. He does have an injury.
Yeah.
Or so had an injury.
I get it. Just putting that out there. All right, let's get to Chuck right now in Cherry Hill. Good morning, Chuck.
Yeah, before Topper gets off really light, I want to bury him a little bit. But I align with John on Sanders. Let me see if I can articulate this. I just hopped off a settlement. John has got this thing 100% with Sanders' dad. And Kenny from Cinnamons, and once again, I watch Alabama too, and this kid is just electric. You know what I can't believe, Joe? How the rest of the NFL continues to allow the Eagles to get Georgia stars and Bama stars, that pedigree, that culture, and they continue to pass them down to the Eagles. Shocked. I'm absolutely shocked at that, and they got another one. I would neutralize the Eagles if I had to take the kid, even if I didn't think I needed him. I wouldn't let that down go to the Eagles. But it's happened now many times, right?
Yeah, it has. It really has.
I couldn't stand it. If I was Andy Reid, I'd say, strategically, I think I'm going to see you again in next year's Super Bowl, and I don't want that Bama player beating me like all the other Bama players and your quarterback and your Georgia stars beat us this year.
Yeah.
I ain't giving you one more. I don't know. Maybe I haven't heard that from anybody, so I guess I'm lone wolf on that one today. Talking baseball a little bit. As the game contracts, so we're 4.8 runs per team, 4.6, 4.5, you know where I'm going with this, 4.2. Soon, we'll be under 4 runs per game for the first time in 100 years.
You're talking about the whole sport, not the Phillies?
Yeah, it contracts. That means that your manager now can't sit on his hands, like Charlie Manuel once told me. Said, Chuck, I do that for a reason. Wait for a 3-run homer. That's a terrible imitation of Charlie. And he was, because he had 4 guys to hit the 3-run homer.
Okay. Sure.
Terrible imitation. Sorry about that. But what you have to do now, last Sunday, for instance, going back, I know that's old now. So you got an 89% base stealer in Turner, okay, an 11% catcher with the Marlins. Take third with one out and let Schwarber walk off a sacrifice fly. We don't do anything like that. I almost use that metaphorically for all the other examples. When you watch the game, you see all the time things he can do. Are they a little bit unconventional? Yeah, maybe they are. For instance, the other day, there's more reasons not to pitch to Alonso than pitch to him, because if you walk him, you've got a double play set up that can end the game and you walk off with a win. All right, now, say, for instance, you walk him, Joe. He needs three singles to score him. He's face to base.
Well, you don't need three. If you go, well, maybe.
Alonzo.
I mean,
Alonzo goes to second to third, and then a single to knock him in.
You're well,
because
maybe.
Because Joe, you're going to pinch your outfielders like the Mets did with Soto. Why was our guy out by so much at home plate? Did you see where he was positioned?
I thought Castellanos got a good jump. I thought he just wasn't fast enough.
I'm talking about where the right fielder was.
That's part of baseball. That's why in certain instances managers will bring the outfielders in closer to throw
and
a guy out.
When's the last assist we've had at home plate, Joe?
All right, let me try to get this. Have they had one this year?
We have like 3 and 4. We don't throw people out the plate.
By the way, I love how you want me to remember the last time an outfielder threw out a guy at home plate.
I mean, in draft mode.
Maybe last week I could have gotten it. Chuck, you're asking me for an Alonzo at bat.
Even gettable.
I don't remember the Alonzo at bat.
It's too
many games ago. All right,
day.
Chuck, I'm joking around, buddy. Give me an answer. What hasn't happened in a while?
I just hopped on. I'm sure it's been said. Pete Rose hitting streak that ended.
Has been said.
All right, second vote for that. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, buddy. You got it. Right. Speaking of the weekend, let's get to the Gotta Doran window to the weekend, because obviously there is a lot happening this weekend. And it's brought to us by Guided Door and Windows. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. You can call Guided Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA. Visit goguida.com. All right, what do we got? Well, we got all four sports, first off. So football, from our standpoint, may be the biggest thing on your mind. Maybe it's baseball. You make the call on that. But a Philly series against the Cubs. Rounds 2 through 7 of the NFL draft, of which, by the way, we will have extensive coverage here on WIP, 2 through 7, plus the Philly series. So those are the two big ones for us locally. And then nationally, of course, beyond just the draft, is the NBA and NHL playoffs. Devin, how wild would it be if Ben Simmons and James Harden won a championship together?
I think that would be horrible. That would be the cherry on top of a nightmare season for Sixers fans.
It's actually not inconceivable.
They're playing really well right now.
They are.
I think the Thunder are going to be the team to emerge from the West, but the Clippers are looking good.
John, could you imagine, man?
Ben Simmons?
I have a positive spin on it, playing
10 minutes
about,
a game?
About 10 minutes, I think.
Oh, my.
Positive spin for Sixers fans. Maybe we can gather some hope, some semblance of hope from Kawhi Leonard and his reemergence in the postseason for Joel Embiid.
Maybe.
Because I believe they had the same knee issues. And Kawhi, we know, he disappeared for what feels like years, seasons.
Yeah, right.
And all of a sudden, he's back to 2019 Kawhi form.
Yeah, well.
Maybe Joel Embiid can do the same.
All right, with that said, time's yours up ahead in 1 minute. We'll get to time's yours in 1 minute. Hey, Joe DeCamera here. Let me tell you about one of the places I love, one of my favorite places, an extravaganza of jewelry, and that's Family & Company Jewelers. Oh, they're so great. I mean, the showroom's amazing. The customer service, they're wonderful. Junior, the entire squad down there. Look, they know a lot about diamonds, a lot. And they've been in business, family-owned business, for 85 years. The showroom's something you got to see to believe. I mean, you got to see it in person. Now, you can do a lot online, obviously. But I really encourage you to get yourself into that showroom. You'll be blown away. They treat you like family from the moment you walk in. Right there on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Stop on by. Tell them I sent you. They'll take phenomenal care of you. Guys, if you're thinking about getting engaged, if you've identified the gal of your dreams, we'll get her the ring of her dreams. That, of course, is a ring from Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Let's hit it. What time's yours?
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Well, first thing I want to say is that to Mike Angelina, who's producing right now instead of James. James had to leave a little bit earlier. Everything's good. It was a scheduled early leave. Mike, how many times yours calls we got today?
We have 4.
4 times yours call. All right, with that, let's hit it with time.
Well, I was thinking of seeing in the school Friday afternoon, but then I saw there's a replay of Dick Weber's 1990 bowling championship run from Columbus, Ohio. So I think I'll watch that instead.
All right, so he wants to check. What do you want, Pete Weber?
I don't know. Something about bowling.
I thought he said Dick Weber, but the famous guy's Pete Weber.
Are you good at bowling, Joe?
No, I about an 85.
You kind of look like you would be good at bowling.
No, I'm horrendous.
Yeah. I haven't. I'm bowled. Not good either. I really I'm don't even know which bowling. Hand I'm supposed to bowl with.
Me neither.
I can bowl either way equally poorly.
I'm so bad. I'm a lefty, and I was so bad I
problem.
Tried bowling righty, and
but
I was actually better.
You know what? That's the thing, Devin. As a lefty, when you go to the bowling alley as a kid for some other like kid's birthday party, you do feel pressured to bowl righty yeah. when everyone else is bowling righty. I think that's part of the problem for
Poor
me.
Guy. Poor guy.
I'm really bad.
I listen, I'm not good
You've
either.
You've seen me try to bat. I mean, yeah. you know it can be horrendous.
Look, I don't
bad.
Have any spin on it. I just do my best to throw a straight thing.
Right. I don't spin it. There's yeah. no – I'm just trying to make it go straight, and it never does.
No, it's rough.
Leading up to the draft, all I heard was you don't – last year was an anomaly. You don't normally draft rookies that contribute, blah, blah, blah. Well, I feel like Howie did it again. And, you know, I know it's, we'll have to see what happens, but they got it. They know what they're doing. And Howie, we trust. Time's yours, baby.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are feeling this morning. Obviously, overwhelming support. 89% on our poll love what Howie did last night.
Kept seeing all the Georgia guys going off the board. And I said, oh, no, Howie's pipeline is going away. But then I saw we took an Alabama player. The Philadelphia Crimson Bulldogs are here to stay.
So true.
Pretty good.
Jihad Campbell, the Gloucester Township, New Jersey native, is coming home. Roll, Eagles, roll.
Wow, I thought he was going to say what that guy said 10 years ago on that national radio show. Roll damn tide! Remember, then there's the other guy that poisoned the tree or whatever that whole thing was. Remember that Alabama?
That was messed up.
That
Auburn.
Was horrible.
That's a serious rivalry when you're killing like it was like a thousand-year-old plant tree.
That was wild.
It was a living organism. Oh, that they
crazy,
really
man.
All
right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Devin and John, I need an answer from you two. What celebrity?
Oh, I got one.
Okay.
I got one.
Who am I doing next
week? I have to shout out Elliot, I think, gave me this one. I was discussing with him and James in our group chat. Blake Lively.
Okay.
So do you know who she like? Do you have any?
Not
ideas?
Much, but a little bit. Okay. So I know she's married to Sheldon. Blake Sheldon? Is that his name?
What?
Wow.
wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. Wait, yeah. Wait, Blake Sheldon?
See, like, I want to tell you, but I don't want to take away
okay,
from
do
your
do Blake
research.
Lively, for sure.
Wait, who? Oh, that's Gwen Stefani, right? All right, yeah. Blake Lively. Well, it's that clearly.
Not even remotely similar.
I got is the Blake. The Blake is the thing that
sure.
threw me off.
Totally.
Blake and Blake.
Okay. Yeah.
Blake, I'll give you one. Blake Lively is married to Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. Right. So we're getting there. We're roundabout way.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to Neil right now in Northeast Philly. What's going on, Neil?
Yeah, I got a one for you. Humphrey Bogart.
I know Bogey. Camp. Come on. Casablanca, Lauren Bacall, one of the all-time greats. Died young. Like to smoke. Like to smoke.
Yeah. Oh, and Angelina.
Ingrid Bergman should have been with him.
He has a photographic memory, and he was a producer of Big Baddy Graham's show, you know. Oh, Devin, assignment tomorrow. You know, Devin has a show with Ruben tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So
do
you research the relievers in the minor league, and that's my sense. Since it's been a while since the Phillies had a legitimate closer, Brad Ling, when they won in 2008.
I will definitely cover that with Rube. The bullpen will certainly be a topic.
Neil, what she just said regarding research in the minor league, she will ask Ruben who the good minor league pitchers are.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Correct.
I mean, if Seltzer's not here, who the hell's going to know who's – but I will say, Neil, you do bring up an interesting point. They may have to consider some of those guys. I don't know them, but, I mean, let's be real. They may have to bring one or two up because, I mean, they are leaking freaking oil with this bullpen right now.
Why isn't Browski, you know, like with the Marlins and the Detroit and Boston, a Hall of Famer, but with us, he's been a dud.
Yeah. All right, Neil, we got to quickly move, man. Give me an answer. What happened a long time ago?
but like I said, till the Phillies had a legitimate closer and Brad.
Legitimate closer. You're right. It's been a while.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, good answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not as good though as some of the others we've had. All right. So the long hit streak, the long 40 or more games hasn't happened since the late 70s. That was a good answer. Using a payphone. Now again, some of these things aren't all going to be at the same era, but what they represent for us. So. Payphone usage, very good answer. Haley's Comet, that was last in the 80s. An undisputed champ that the public knows of in boxing. Yeah, it's been about 25 years on that one. Sixers winning a title, that's over 40 years.
I'm Lennox Lewis and I'll knock you out.
She's British accent.
What do you guys think here?
I kind of like the payphone.
Payphone's not bad.
Payphone,
I don't know why I said that.
So, John, when did we last use a payphone?
That was a good accent, though, also.
Late 90s, John? Early 2000s, payphone?
Oh, man. They were lingering for so long.
But when did we use
them? Every once in a while.
I mean, use.
I don't think I used one.
I think it was before the 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, you have won the Phillies tickets, my man, with the payphone answer, which is a good one. Hey, everyone, have a spectacular rest of the day. We thank Mike Angelino, all his help. Seltzer earlier. Fran here with us at Borgata, the great hospitality of everybody at Borgata. Have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the draft. Hopefully enjoy the Phillies this weekend. We'll talk about it all on Monday with you. On Hugh and Joe, they're up next on 94 WIP.